When Shakespeare wrote, "Thus with a kiss I die," he couldn't have imagined the explosive chemistry between Dallas Townsend and Romeo Costa. Their story begins not with love at first sight, but with calculated revenge. At the Chapel Falls Royal Debutante Ball, Romeo executes his plan flawlessly, luring Dallas to a rose garden with promises of rare shortbread and champagne before ensuring they're discovered in a compromising position when a false wall collapses, revealing their kiss to the entire ball. "Ruined by shortbread," he announces coldly, before proposing to buy what he's broken. Dallas's engagement to Madison Licht instantly shatters, her reputation in tatters. Her father, seeing no alternative, agrees to the marriage. What makes this opening so compelling is how it subverts expectations. Romeo isn't the brooding billionaire with a heart of gold. He's genuinely cold and calculating, using Dallas as a pawn in his business strategy. His father has given him an ultimatum: find a bride or lose the CEO position. For Romeo, marriage to Dallas is merely a transaction, a way to secure his corporate future while striking at his rival, Madison. The power imbalance is stark and uncomfortable, yet even in these early moments, we see glimpses of Dallas's spirit, her determination not to be a passive victim in Romeo's game. Dallas is trapped in Romeo's massive Italian villa on Dark Prince Road, monitored by cameras and staff. Instead of showing gratitude, she deliberately disrupts his pristine world, staining his antique sofa while watching boxing and refusing to replace her increasingly smelly nightgown despite access to his credit card. During her isolation, Dallas learns about Romeo's business acumen, his father's marriage pressure, and the Costa Licht family rivalry. She finds an ally in Hetty, Romeo's pink-tipped blonde chef who prepares comfort food instead of the oatmeal and lean protein Romeo prefers. Vernon gifts Dallas a symbolic white rose, bred to survive 6 months without sunshine, the perfect amount of time to fall in love. Dallas scoffs, but preserves the flower, noting that unlike Romeo, who crushed a rose beneath his heel, she doesn't want to kill something beautiful just because she can. The rose becomes a barometer for their relationship, its petals falling as their story unfolds. Their relationship evolves through power struggles, each seeking the upper hand. When Romeo presents a prenup, Dallas signs without resistance, secretly planning to undermine him. Despite mutual dislike, sexual tension crackles between them. Romeo establishes a no-sex rule to avoid impregnating Dallas, yet can't resist other intimate activities. After impressing Romeo's parents at dinner, Dallas turns the tables by tying Romeo to the bed, covering him with whipped cream, and leaving him bound with the mocking words, "ruined by whipped cream," echoing his earlier humiliation of her. Romeo retaliates by canceling her credit cards, locking away her books, and cutting off Netflix, revealing his frustration at losing control. During their Paris honeymoon, Romeo maintains emotional distance yet can't resist Dallas physically, pleasuring her across the city while avoiding unprotected intercourse, creating an illusion of intimacy while denying her the child she desperately wants. Both carry deep wounds that shape their behavior. Romeo's childhood trauma explains his peculiarities, his meal obsession, noise sensitivity, and fighting instinct. Sent to Milan at 6, he was neglected and starved by his aunt. Her boyfriend took him to fighting arenas where orphan children battled for food. Romeo fought to eat, carrying a small tin container, now his gum case, to save food. As an adult, Romeo discovered his fiancée Morgan in bed with his father. He later learned Morgan was paid by Madison to gather information about his weaknesses. These betrayals hardened his resolve never to love or have children. Dallas's trauma stems from losing her infant sister to SIDS, driving her passion for infant safety. Her father's controlling behavior, arranging her engagement, then trading her to Romeo, made her fiercely protective of her autonomy. When Dallas confronts her father about being traded without consent, she reclaims her narrative. Their shared traumas create genuine connection, with Dallas promising to keep Romeo fed and mother their children well. The corporate rivalry between Costa Industries and Licht Holdings provides crucial backdrop. Romeo publicly exposes Licht's toxic dumping in a Georgia community, mentioning his Georgian wife while condemning the Lichts for poisoning their own people. His $55 million donation serves both humanitarian needs and as a tactical PR move that devastates Licht's stock value. This corporate conflict mirrors Romeo's complicated relationship with his father, who has Friedrich's ataxia. Despite being CFO, Romeo must marry to become CEO, his father's stipulation. Their relationship is tainted by Senior's betrayal with Morgan, fueling Romeo's secret plan to destroy his father's legacy once he gains power. The subplot culminates when Romeo is poisoned by his driver, hired by Madison for revenge. Facing possible death, he rushes home to Dallas, finally confronting his true feelings. The assassination attempt represents the ultimate consequence of his ruthless business tactics, creating enemies willing to kill rather than merely compete. What begins as mutual hatred gradually transforms as they discover each other's vulnerabilities. Initially, their physical relationship is strictly controlled by Romeo, who refuses to risk pregnancy, creating a dynamic where intimacy has clear boundaries. A turning point occurs after Dallas throws a party with Romeo's enemies. Their confrontation leads to their first instance of unprotected sex, representing Romeo's loss of control, though this physical surrender doesn't immediately translate to emotional vulnerability. Romeo is devastated when he overhears Dallas telling her sister she's only having sex with him to get pregnant and return to Chapel Falls. Though this was Dallas's lie to hide her growing feelings, Romeo sees it as confirmation of his fears about love and betrayal. The final transformation happens after Romeo is poisoned. Facing death, he crawls to Dallas's room to confess, "I'm in love with you, Dallas Costa. I love every piece of you." This near-death experience strips away his remaining defenses, allowing him to finally acknowledge his feelings. After recovering from his poisoning, Romeo surprises Dallas by transforming their mansion into a comprehensive library with shelves organized precisely as she would have wanted. This gesture reveals Romeo's deep understanding of Dallas's essence. Books have always been her sanctuary. When forced to leave home, her sister prioritized smuggling her beloved Henley Plotkin collection over clothes. Throughout their relationship, Dallas sought refuge in reading, while Romeo used books as both weapons and peace offerings. The library demonstrates that Romeo has embraced Dallas's identity rather than trying to change her. He's reshaped his world around her passions instead of forcing her to adapt to his. In the epilogue, a year later, Dallas announces her pregnancy just weeks after resuming their attempts. Romeo watches his wife sorting through fertility talismans, existing loudly, messily, unapologetically, just the way a woman loved is meant to bloom. Their journey transforms Romeo from someone who destroys beauty to someone who nurtures it, while Dallas flourishes in genuine love.